This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. President Donald Trump is contradicting his own White House on an immigration proposal. As AP's Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports, the president says he might send illegal immigrants to so-called sanctuary cities.
Just this morning, White House and Homeland Security officials had said there was discussion of sending migrants to so-called sanctuary cities, which don't cooperate with immigration authorities. They say the idea was quickly dismissed, but hours later, the president tweeted he's strongly considering it, singling out California.
And let's see if they're so happy. They say we have open arms. They're always saying they have open arms. Let's see if they have open arms.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi calls it disrespectful.
Unworthy of the presidency of the United States.
House Homeland Security Chair Benny Thompson says it's a reminder the Trump immigration agenda is not about keeping the nation safe, but about partisan politics and simply being cruel. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
In the midst of peace talks with the United States and ahead of a large Afghan gathering to discuss the withdrawal of American troops, the Taliban announced its spring offensive on Friday. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The yearly announcement was released in several languages, including English, saying the fighting would continue while foreign forces remain in Afghanistan. The insurgents, who hold sway over half the country, carry out daily attacks targeting Afghan security forces and NATO troops, yet often killing many civilians as well. A recent Taliban attack near the main U.S. air base in Afghanistan killed three Marines. The Afghan High Peace Council condemned the Taliban announcement, saying it brought into question the insurgents' sincerity in seeking a peaceful end to the war. I'm Karen Chamas.
U.S. stocks closed near record highs Friday thanks to some good earnings reports from the biggest bank in the country. This is VOA News. The leader of the junta that ousted Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir resigned on Friday, one day after announcing the military's takeover. Major General Awad Mohammed Ahmed Ibn Auf, who was linked to the ethnic genocide in Darfur, said he was leaving to preserve the unity of the country's armed forces. He appointed General Abdel Fattah Burhan as his successor. He said, "With God's acceptance and knowledge, I announce that I, the head of the Military Transitional Council, am giving up this post, and I have chosen for this position one whose experience I trust and his efficiency and his seriousness, and I trust that he will lead this ship to safe shores." Large protests continued in Sudan's capital and other cities Friday as demonstrators rejected plans for a military-led council to run the government for up to 2 years. Also Friday, an army general said military authorities will not extradite al-Bashir, who is wanted by the International Criminal Court, to face charges of war crimes, crimes against humanity, and genocide. The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Michelle Bachelet, is urging Sudan's new rulers to uphold the Constitution and take heed of human rights. We get details from Lisa Schlein, that is, in Geneva.
Bachelet's spokeswoman, Ravina Shandasani, says the High Commissioner fears the ousting of longtime President Omar al-Bashir by the army will not result in a more democratic, rule-based society. She says Bachelet is disturbed by the military council's announcement Thursday, saying it would suspend the Constitution and would take charge of running the country during a two-year political transitional period. Between 40 and 70 people reportedly have been killed and hundreds arrested since peaceful protests against the government of Omar al-Bashir began in mid-December. Bachelet is calling for an investigation into the killings and for the release of all those detained. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has urged the people of South America to resist offers of investment and aid from China and Russia, saying the United States is a better friend and investment partner. Speaking in Santiago, Chile, Pompeo warned that Chinese and Russian investments bring corrosion and corruption to the economy. In contrast, the secretary said the United States is establishing fair trade agreements with South American nations, facilitating regional cooperation, and supporting Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido. The secretary is on a three-day trip that takes him to Chile, Paraguay, Peru, and Colombia, all of which have seen increased investment by China in recent years. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.